about right?
Sadly, I wasn't recording any of that.
Oh, darn.
But...
Did you get the updated notes?
Yeah, I got the notes. I got the
Oh,
notes.
okay, I see what you added. Okay. Duh.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm trying to get myself back to like a level of rage for, like where I was, like I wish I had written down what I was writing
What if
to
I
in the
talked over you and
text
pretended like you weren't
before.
there?
I wish I'd
I
written
could do
down.
that.
Did
Oh, I'm sorry, were you standing there?
I?
Excuse me. Are you
You
getting enraged yet?
you're killing me.
Are you getting enraged?
Well, but I don't realize if it, I don't know if you realize that you're actually getting me right back there right now by interrupting.
That's what I was
You know,
doing. Didn't you ever see Tootsie?
it's well done. I'm amazed.
Excellent, see?
Thank you.
Fuck you. I
Dude. Dude.
you're getting pissed off? When
This
you're
is
invisible,
Midnight
right?
Movie Nights number 4 for Saturday, February 15th, 2014.
You weren't recording, right?
I'm at that Miranda. No, I'm not at that. Wow, I'm already doing that again. We haven't even really truly started yet, and I'm already doing that. I can't even say I'm at Miranda Janelle, and this interrupting bastard over here, who's currently isn't interrupting anymore, is at that fracking cat. Say hello to the good people.
Hello, good people. I win.
I
Are you recording now?
am. I
Oh,
actually
good.
am. Yeah. I just decided this is a really good time to start. Fuck, everything else. Blah blah blah. I don't know.
Just go for it.
Yeah.
Well, good
Yeah.
evening and
Wow.
Happy New
Volgrim
Year.
is back. Look at that. And I cannot sit still, so there's probably going to be a whole bunch of extra chair noises and stuff like that. You know, rattle, rattle, rattle. Yeah.
Like I said, good evening and Happy New Year.
I think you should pro. Ooh, let's see. This is the problem with just going for it, because now I didn't get myself into that mental state, and I've had too much moonshine, and hi. We were having the greatest conversation about moonshine, and we weren't recording it.
That's too bad.
It's kind of a thing now, I guess. There's a trend. Moonshine's becoming very popular to the point where you can actually buy it in legitimate stores, and it's all regulated and everything. So it's not the kind of moonshine where, you have a
Jitter.
couple of sips and you lose a couple of IQ points, you know. It's not that kind of moonshiner. It doesn't have the whole, we're skirting the law. It doesn't have the whole culture that moonshine should actually have, but you can consider it maybe artisan or something. I don't know. No, it can't really be artisan. I don't know what phrase I'm looking for,
It's
but
becoming more commercial, which is kind of
yeah,
sad.
there is a commercialized, more regulated version, and it's becoming very popular, and
Is it?
apparently, this is what I hear. Now, I only know this because I decided to buy some after trying. Honestly, I was at work one day, and my boss made a joke about some moonshine and asked me if I wanted some. So I said sure. It turned out that he had just received some for a Christmas present or something. So he gave me a shot of moonshine at the end of the day. It was a great ploy to keep me at work for another 2 hours. Good job, boss.
Where do you work? Because I'll fill out an application right now.
We do not get drunk every day. No.
That's good.
No, it was just this one special occasion, and my boss made an offer. I took him up on it and then realized he was serious. And like I said, it was a great ploy to keep me at work for an extra 2 hours, because wow, was it good.
I have seen these TV shows about different, how they make stuff, and I have seen the liquor, and I've noticed a couple of companies around the South that are starting to do that commercially. They'll sell their own brand, and like you said, it's regulated and tested or all of that,
Oh,
but.
it is so good though. The moonshine that my boss gave me was a honey moonshine, and wow, that was just ooh. Oh, it was so good. I had to get some for myself, and so I was looking up the brand and where to buy it and everything, and I saw that they had a cinnamon version, and I love everything cinnamon. Oh my gosh. So, went down to the place, bought a bottle of the cinnamon, and wow, it's even better than the honey moonshine. It is so awesome. It's great in coffee, and heck, I even tried it in Coke. Oh my gosh. Wow. It
Wow.
is so tasty. It's not the burning, crazy hot cinnamon. It's just a nice
I mean, it
solid.
doesn't taste
It's
like
solid. It's not a hint. It's just got a nice solid cinnamon taste without being too burny.
I've always had bad evenings with a cinnamon flavored anything like a, what is it, a schnapps, a hot damn, Jaeger. I tried once. Yeah,
Jaeger's licorice, I believe.
is it? I was heard it, it was like it's supposed to be like a cinnamon, and I was like, eh.
I
I
don't
didn't like
know.
it either way.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever actually had Jaeger. Or if I have, it was just to try it once and confirm that I didn't like it.
Maybe it was
But
Goldschlager I'm thinking of.
Goldschlager is cinnamon, yes.
Okay. Back in the day, it's been so many drinks. It's not even funny. I'm surprised I'm still here.
Well, it doesn't sound like the cinnamon moonshine would be for you, but
Well, if it's good,
I can
of course you
definitely
don't mix it
recommend the
with
honey.
rum, you don't mix it with whiskey, tequila, beer, all in one night. That could have
Oof.
been the problem.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. If you're gonna drink,
Yeah, stick with
oof.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stuff I could have, someone could have told me back in the, in my youth, but you live, you learn. You don't remember a lot, but.
Oh, the things that you used to get yourself into when you were that fracking kitten.
Yeah, no joke. Luckily, all those brain cells for that memory are gone.
Right, well, cinnamon moonshine. I think that pretty much covers what's news with yous, at least for me. I didn't actually even intend for that to be my what's news with yous, but hey, why not? Yeah, I really should have actually taken a moment to prepare instead of just.
It is spontaneous. I like it. I just
Learning
went for it.
lessons as we go. Well, yeah, hey, we were having a funny conversation. I thought it was a good time to start. It's like, we were already kind of in the zone, and yeah. So, what's news with yous?
Not a lot, just customers. I like dealing
Again,
with, well, I don't like dealing
with
with
the
customers.
customers, always with the customers.
Yeah, well, my job would be great if it wasn't for fucking customers. But sometimes they are funny. I mean, that.
What happened this time?
I wouldn't say the majority of them are nice. Every once in a while you'll get a few assholes in there that are just, yeah. They're so self-entitled, like their shit doesn't stink or something. And I don't understand how you could be that way in just a regular grocery store, but okay. I mean, that's.
I don't know, people are weird.
But some people, I've dealt with, like one lady I helped the other day, and she was like, "Oh, bless you. Happy New Year." And I'm like, What? I mean, okay, thank you. Now, you have a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I was
Yeah.
like,
Happy
wait,
New
what
Year.
is this? This is like February, right? Wait, did I miss something?
An entire month.
But she seemed nice enough, and so I was like, okay, Happy New Year. Oh. But that one just kind of threw me, just Happy New Year. At least it wasn't June. Then I would have been really concerned. I was
Happy
like, man.
fracking New Year to you too. Weren't we joking about this like a couple weeks ago?
New
You're
Year?
just like randomly walking up to someone in July and being like, Happy New Year.
It could have
But
been. Maybe that's why it was so funny when she did it to me.
we have talked about this. And it would be funny. I think. I don't know. I'm not a good judge of what's funny.
She didn't seem crazy or anything. She just seemed like a pleasant old lady. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New
You
Year.
know, that really is. That should just be your response. Whenever someone says Happy New Year, just say Happy New Year. Even if it's not the New Year. Just.
Well, still kind of new.
Maybe for her, the year starts in February.
It's
January
just.
is a wash. You know.
Yeah, we just skip that one.
Nah, you don't skip it. It's just, you're kind of getting a feel for the new year, but the new year really starts right around Valentine's Day. You know, that's when you're really everything leading up to that. That's just practice for the new year,
Oh, so it's
right?
just
Yeah,
New
she's
Year.
spot on. It's the rest of us who haven't caught up.
Oh, so like in January, she probably would have said something like, thank you, and New Year. Have a New Year. Because, you can't tell if it's going to be happy or not yet. You got to
Happy
kind of.
post-holiday lull.
Yeah. And then
Yeah.
you finally decide in February, okay, it seems like it's going to be a good year, so I'm going to wish everyone a Happy New Year now. Because in January, you're not sure. You're kind of figuring out,
Maybe.
is it going to be happy? Is it going to be sad? We don't know yet. But you
Yeah.
got to figure out in that month. Okay, I see what you're talking about now.
January's a wash. That's all it boils down to.
Now I feel like an asshole for making fun of this lady.
You should feel like an asshole.
Bad kitty.
Okay, that's enough feeling like an asshole.
Okay.
All right. I do have to agree with you that customers are funny. And I say that because earlier today I was a customer. I had a bunch of other customers surrounding me. Yeah. I went to like Bed Bath & Beyond or one of those stores that I can't get enough of. I'm pretty sure it was Bed Bath & Beyond. And I'm walking around in the store
Yeah.
and people just walk into me. It happened like I don't know, 5, 6 times within just the first few minutes of being in the store. They just walked into me, and the entire time I'm thinking like, wait, this keeps happening, and I'm the only one that's common, so maybe I'm actually the one that's walking into them. I'm just being clumsy or what? But no, I wasn't, because it was happening to me when I was even standing still. People were just walking into me. I felt like I was invisible. You know, I wanted to put on the Chicago soundtrack and put on the Mr. Cellophane, you know, John C. Reilly, all that. Yeah. And I
What?
just. Have you ever seen Chicago?
No, was that
Oh my
Richard
gosh.
Gere?
Richard Gere, John C. Reilly,
Was Renee Zellweger in that?
Renee Zellweger,
Oh, I haven't seen it, but I know who people
Queen
are.
Latifah, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Christine Baranski.
Wow.
There were a lot of people in that movie. It was really, really good, and it needs to be one of our flick picks one of these weeks if you haven't seen it. It's really, really awesome. But
Okay.
yeah, instead of Was it? No, it wasn't 10 Things I Hate About You. It was She's All That. No, it wasn't. Not She's All That. It was The Princess Diaries, where Mia was all about, like, I'm invisible. And, you know, that's how I was feeling today. I was feeling invisible because
There's people
people
just
kept.
running into you.
Yeah, and then it was kind of like, I'm in one of the aisles looking at looking at something, and like this lady like walks up right behind me and just waits for me to move out of the way, and I'm like, what in the heck is going on? Like, am I giving off some kind of weird vibe? I don't know, but
She was just standing there awkwardly.
yeah, and it's like, okay, like, and she came up on me so fast. It was so fast. It was just like, she was
No
moving
excuse.
full speed and then just stopped right in front of me. And, or
No,
not in front
no.
of me, but like, just to the side of me, and was like waiting for me to move out of the way. And
No, excuse me, or I'm sorry,
no.
may I pass?
No. And then people kept walking into me again, and it was just the strangest experience. And then it picked up when I went up the street to the grocery store. Then people started hitting me with carts. What in the heck is going on? I was a little bit afraid to drive home. Just because it's like, okay, it graduated to carts. And now I'm in a moving vehicle. I don't want it to graduate again. It
Oh
was
shit, here
just.
comes a bus. I hope it sees me.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck was going on, but I was invisible. I have I, it was the strangest thing. So that.
People are becoming too self-involved with themselves. Now, they don't pay attention to anything. I've noticed that. They will run into anybody, even people. And that's the dangerous thing.
Oh,
I hate people in those types.
wait. That last little bit didn't come through.
What?
You started speaking and then you cut out for a moment.
Oh, excuse me.
It's not
Well,
your fault.
no. Well, I was just talking about, people, how they don't pay attention, especially like the people in the carts, those electric carts. Do you have those
Oh
out
my
there? I mean, sure
gosh,
you do.
yeah.
You've got them.
Yeah, and they're usually being used by teenagers who think it's funny, to go for a joyride when there's someone who actually does need,
Don't see too many kids in them. I
Get
see a lot
off
of people
my
that
lawn.
need to be walking around in
Getting old.
them. Damn kids.
Get off my lawn. Yeah.
No, that's just an interesting day you had.
It was just a strange one. It was a very, very strange one.
Should have taken advantage of it, really. Nice numbers. You know what you
Yeah.
should have done? You run to the store and start screaming, Larry! Noticed.
Awkward silence.
Awkward, yeah.
This is the part called the experiment.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I'm gonna say something because I
There
was
we
thinking about it at
go.
work.
That
What?
was actually the experiment. I was wondering how long I. Basically, if I stop talking, would you try and pick up the banner?
Yeah, I started thinking about customers, just how stupid they can be.
Well, I want to
But I
hear
was
about your
thinking
amazing
at work.
Spider-Man 2 theory.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. For some reason, I'm sure somebody else has come up with the idea. I haven't read anything about it, if they have, but I was wondering if Spider-Man wasn't just how like Iron Man was a vehicle for the beginning of the Avengers, how it was the first movie to start up that going towards that direction for the Avengers, all the superhero movies coming together to form one big movie. I'm wondering if Spider-Man isn't the same thing only for a villain movie. I mean, everyone wants to see, a big hero movie, all these heroes coming together, but some people are looking forward to the Sinister Six movie, and I'm wondering if
Yeah,
maybe
I was kind of I was wondering about that because we already know that that is going to happen, right?
yeah. And having so many villains showing up in this Spider-Man movie, maybe Spider-Man's just the secondary character for everything that's they're trying to build up to over at Marvel. Or was it Sony? There was Sony, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man is well, Spider-Man is Sony. Yeah, they've got that whole weird deal going right now where Disney owns Marvel, but Sony has the movie rights for Spider-Man, and they have to keep making movies every X years or whatever, or it reverts back to Marvel, so.
I wish these companies would work together. I mean, they
I
would make
know.
a killing together. Why don't they just
Put
say,
Spidey in
what?
Avengers 2. Come on. Make
Yeah,
it
even an
happen. Just make
appearance.
it happen. Yeah, exactly.
One minute of Spider-Man in that would totally, making some money for him. People would go, oh,
Now,
yeah, Spider-Man's in that.
X-Men is Marvel as well, but doesn't Fox have the movie rights for X-Men?
I believe so. I know that's where they started out. And I think that's why they did X-Men First Class, at least one of the reasons, so they could keep it.
Right. So yeah, the three studios just need to work together.
Yeah, because it's going to be so awkward with the new X-Men Quicksilver in it, and Quicksilver's going to be in the Avengers. And it's two different actors, and they can't say that, they can't say in the Avengers that. What is it? That's qu not Quicksilver. Is it Quicksilver? Or Scarlet Witch? One of them is the child of Magneto, so they can't say that in one movie. Because of.
Oh, right,
She's so
yeah.
stupid. I mean, it makes good sense for them to combine the two.
Intellectual property, what can you say?
Yeah. It's all about money.
Yep.
And,
Actually, does that even really. Is it intellectual property? Well, characters you've created, yeah.
well, I guess it's if it's something they've bought the rights to. I guess it is yours.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is it stinks for the consumer.
Yeah. But they are coming out with good movies. It would be a plus if they would just, compromise a little bit. They could do a whole lot much, they can do a whole lot more.
You know, all of this has me thinking about the Neil Adams interview on Fat Man on Batman.
I know that was great, wasn't
Oh
it?
my gosh. It's just, yeah, I keep thinking about that, and just as we were having that conversation, just thinking about everything. It's not even necessarily related. But yeah, my mind just kept going to that Neil Adams interview, and I had to. I'm sorry, I know I just totally hijacked it, but I had to bring that up. That was. Wow. 2014 Stitcher Awards. That was award-winning interview. I'm calling it right now.
I mean, all
This
three,
time
three
next year,
episodes.
that interview, the three episode group.
The Superman story in the second episode was the best story I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that. And what about in the third interview? when he's talking to Joe, is it Joe Simon?
Oh yeah, at the very end.
Yeah. Yeah, at the very end, he's like, "Oh, I told you that? Really?"
Oops. That was a great way to end that. It was.
Oh my God, just the entire interview. It's like all of the lessons and everything in the first one, and then the amazing story. Yeah.
He's got to be interviewed again. I mean, that man is
Yeah.
filled with so much knowledge of the
Just the
history
sequel and choose.
of
Oh my
comic books.
gosh.
I
Oh my
know.
gosh. Just.
I'll say every time I heard that, I got weepy.
I've listened to each of them at least twice. The story about the creators of Superman. Oh my gosh, I have listened to that over and over and over again. It is just such an amazing story about
Yeah, it was
fighting to
stuff I never knew.
get the rights and get them paid and get them taken care of and having their names being put back on the comic and oh my gosh. Just the story alone. Just that little sliver of all of the bucket of win that is that entire interview. It's just it makes you feel good about humanity because there are people like Neil Adams that will fight for others and I mean these guys created Superman and they were treated like crap and just the conditions that they were living in that time and then they start to get royalties and they get their names put back on everything and
And they became somebody again.
yeah, I mean not being able to afford to go see Superman the musical, that was that
That tore me up, man.
like, oh, I can't afford that. What? Like he can't even afford to go see something that's, I mean, without him, it doesn't exist. And he can't afford to go see it. It was just, it would. Part of it is how the story was told, of course. But, yeah, it's just.
Just hearing
I
about it.
obviously really, really loved it because I'm now officially flustered. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
It's okay. I've been lost most of the week, so yeah, I didn't even know that RoboCop came out this weekend. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was this weekend, but I did know it was coming out. I've seen a couple of previews for it, but.
Well, I knew it was going to be early. It seems like now that I think about it, it said February, but February, it's already the
They did
15th. I didn't
not
even
do
know
a
that.
very good job of ramming it down our throats like everything else seems to do.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. I mean, if you got three commercials within a 5-minute commercial time frame and they're all RoboCop, like they do with some of these movies, you're gonna be like, I don't want to see that. I'm seeing it now. I record all these commercials, put it all together. Here's the movie. But so it may be good that they haven't oversaturated media with RoboCop. I still want to see it. I probably will go see it if possible. But I mean, I've seen some of the commercials. It looks, it's updated. It's probably not going to be as cheesy as the original. Not that I'm saying that I didn't like the original, because I did.
Well, it's certainly not going to be iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, these re-releases.
Yeah, and I'm usually not someone who likes the remakes. And generally, because when they make remakes, most of them suck.
Indeed. Well, no. There have been a few remakes that have been. Been
Yeah,
pretty good,
there's a few
or
that I actually liked. As much, if not more, than the original.
I'm having trouble thinking of any that don't come to.
Well, I always heard that Footloose was a decent remake, and it was all right. It wasn't. I didn't like it as
That one
much
I
as the
haven't
original.
seen.
Just, if you watch it, watch it. If not, it's not something I'd say go out there and buy.
See,
If you see it on
at the
TV,
moment,
watch it.
I'm just having trouble thinking anything that's not a TV series.
You got like Veronica Mars on the brain. Isn't that supposed to come out soon? Or are they shooting it
March
now?
14th, a month
Really?
from now. Yep.
It's already been shot and.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I see. That's how far out of the loop I am. Because the last time I heard it, they raised all the money on Kickstarter and then. Now it's already. We're a month away from it coming out.
Yep.
See, it's not even time for me to catch up on that TV show because I never watched it.
Oh my gosh.
But, I have heard it's so great and I haven't watched it.
It's really, really interesting. I mean, it completely captivated me. And she's just such a wonderful character. And the relationships and everything. Logan and Veronica.
Logan, like
Spoilers.
Wolverine?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was gonna say, damn, why haven't I watched this before? It's got Wolverine in it.
No, but this Logan is very, very broody. So, it's definitely a good thing when Logan broods. Even better when he smolders, so. That's, yeah. You'll learn all about it one day, and then you'll agree with me.
Probably.
And then spoilers. Ah. You had to distract me with Veronica Mars, didn't you?
You mentioned TV movies?
No, actually, I was thinking of Maverick.
Maverick, like a card player, Maverick?
Yeah, because it was originally a TV series with James Garner, and then,
Yeah.
good old Crazy Mel.
You didn't like Maverick?
Oh, I loved Maverick. How
It
do you
was
not
damn
love
good.
Maverick?
I did like that Maverick. I went to see that in the theaters when it came out. This was, before he went nuts. I like that movie. I don't own it, but I don't know why I don't, but I do like that movie.
Or whatnot, and we're back.
Oh, good. You fix that in post.
I sure hope so. I sure hope so.
So, our movie tonight. We haven't even talked about it.
Well, let's hold off on that for 1 second, which is really more like a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Because I've been listening to so much Netheads recently with the Race to Current
Oh, yeah.
that they are talking about Doctor Who so much that I want to go back and watch all of Doctor Who again. And I
Really?
just did this a couple of months ago, but now I'm
Yeah, that's what I thought. I remember you telling me that you were watching from
I
the
went,
start again.
yep.
And I was even going to try to catch up, but yeah, I got
Oh, there
lost.
was no chance. There was absolutely no chance because
You watched it in like 3 days, right?
during that time, I was working from home every single day. So, I pretty much didn't sleep very much. And I burned through all 7 seasons remarkably fast.
Yeah, I was worried about you. You were getting like pale, talking about your precious and eating raw fish. Holy shit, something wrong.
Well, to be fair, I wasn't getting pale. I already was pale. I have.
Was trying to be nice.
Or actually, I shouldn't say I have. I don't have the ability to change my skin color except to lobster red. And it happens in about 3.2 seconds after exposure. So, I was not becoming pale. I already was.
So the sun doesn't agree with you.
No, not at all. Not at all. But yeah, I do want to go back and watch all of Doctor Who again, even though I just did this. I haven't even finished Battlestar Galactica yet.
Well, to be honest, I think I would like to go back and watch from the beginning when Matt Smith took over, because I kind of just burned through that real quick.
Well,
And I've seen the, Eccleston and Tennant era Who episodes so many times that, I think I'd rather go back and watch the Matt Smith just to see what I've missed, because I know there's a lot of references that I've heard talked about, and I'm like, oh yeah, that happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I actually put on Asylum of the Daleks today.
That's the
Just to,
one
that
where they're in the
it's
snow, right?
in the snow? No, that's the snowman. Well, yeah, okay, yes.
On that planet,
On the
yeah.
planet, yes.
Okay, yeah. See, like I said, I just kind of tore through that season, and I didn't really watch it for what it was. So yeah, I think I would like I would I'd go back and watch all the Matt Smith Who.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
I don't have a transition. I usually,
He's usually jump
Well,
right into it.
I can't hear you. I think I need to pump up the volume.
There you go.
Trying to come up with something on the fly here. So, yeah. Our movie, our flick pick for tonight is Pump Up the Volume.
Great movie.
I have never seen it, however. Christian Slater and Samantha Mathis. All
Well,
right. I
I'm going to
enjoyed
say
Broken Arrow,
I'm calling.
despite John Travolta. Wow. That just was not a great role. Yeah. I don't like
What,
him as a
Broken
villain.
Arrow?
Yeah, Broken Arrow.
For
Oof.
Travolta?
Did not like Travolta in that. Didn't.
Yeah, he was weird. He was like
Yeah.
weird.
Yeah.
I can't even say he
But
was
Christian
crazy weird.
Slater and Samantha Mathis, they were great in that. So I'm actually really looking forward to Pump Up the Volume tonight.
I'm gonna call bullshit on this. Are you telling me you've never seen this movie?
I've never seen this movie.
Get the hell out.
Okay. Bye.
No, don't.
That didn't take long.
I
Yeah,
really
so
can't believe you've never seen this movie. I mean, this is one of the reasons I would actually like to. I wanted to kind of do the podcast because when we talking about movies, was this movie. I mean, when this came out, I think I watched it. I think I wore out a VHS tape. You remember those, right?
Yes, I remember those.
Be kind, rewind. But, yeah, I think it was like a. Oh, God. I'm actually going to say something to see how old I am, but it was when I actually watched it. I was like a senior or something in high school, and I watched this movie like three or four times while writing a paper. Some kind of paper that I think it was an English paper. And of course, I failed, because I don't speak the English good with words and stuff. But
Make words hard.
words hard speak. Kitty no speak words. Roar. But it's so you've read the kind of the blurb on it. It's some kid who has a pirate radio station, and
Pirate
he's in.
radio again. We
Yeah,
just
that's
watched that last week and it was freaking awesome.
well, this movie's awesome too. That's
Okay.
one of the reasons it made me think of it. It's just he's a normal student by day. He's sort of a shy kid. That's why it related to me so much. Because he couldn't speak
You
in school. He
shy?
was a
Never.
yeah he's speak. It's not like he didn't have the ability to speak. No, can't speak. But he just couldn't talk to people. I guess he couldn't relate to them or something. That's why I like this movie so much, because that's the way I felt in high school. I couldn't talk to people. But at night, he had this like a, I guess it was a shortwave radio set or something that he had had, but he was supposed to talk to his friends, and he couldn't talk to anybody, but he could send out a signal on the radio. So he just started his own little radio station, and people started listening to it. And he became popular, and he's seeing how popular he is, by hearing people play his shows, and he's like, but he still couldn't talk to people.
It's
His
not
only
like
voice was the
podcasting today
radio.
where you can check to see how many people who have actually downloaded it. It has absolutely no parallels whatsoever. None.
It was a great movie. Just, he had no voice. He was a regular kid, had no voice, shy. But at night, he was the most popular person around because everyone listened to him talk on the radio. And, he just brought up a lot of subjects that rubbed certain people the wrong way. People with power in this, around. And then they started listening, and it just kind of follows that. I'm not going to say a whole lot of it because you haven't seen it, which I can't really believe. Shenanigans, shenanigans. Seriously, you've never seen it.
I have never seen it. Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that we'll ever get so comfortable doing this that we may consider, oh, I don't know, live streaming it? Like, if we can actually build it?
Just to live stream it?
Yeah, do you think that that's something that we might have in the future?
I thought about that this week. Think I am becoming more comfortable with it. I actually, like I've said, I don't like the sound of my own voice, but
No one does.
I
Do you know how hard it is to actually try and listen to this after the fact? So that I can try and edit out things like me kicking the back of my desk right now, which I know my microphone probably picked up. But that means that I have to listen to the sound of my own voice. Ew.
Well, I guess that's the thing.
No one likes their voice.
I don't see any problem with your voice. I like your voice.
Oh, that's sweet.
But yeah, I guess you're right. People don't like the sound of their own voice because I can't stand listening to mine.
And again, I like your voice. Your voice sounds great to me, but
Okay, you can have it. I'll
are you calling me Ursula?
Are
Nice try, Ariel.
you calling me the Little Mermaid?
You gave me your voice. Here, have a pair of legs.
Admit something?
I don't know, can
Since
you?
you brought that up, I went to see that movie in the theaters when it came out.
Good for you. I'm pretty sure I did too.
Yes, I saw The Little Mermaid in the theaters when it came out. Is that still on Blu-ray? Because I never got that one as on Blu-ray. Is it
I
in a vault?
believe it is, yes, I believe it is.
I should get that because I haven't seen it since it came out. Maybe I'll watch it on video. I'm not sure.
Get it. Do it.
But anyway, pump up the volume. It's a great movie. I mean, it's. Jesus, over 20 years old, right? Can't believe that. But still, it's a great movie. Watch it. It deals with pirate radios, a pirate radio station, talking on the radio. So it's kind of, it's dated. He gets mail, talks on the phone. It's. I suppose if they updated or remade some kind of
Yeah,
podcast
it
or
would be a
emails.
podcast and Twitter and
Oh yeah,
yeah,
Twitter, that's
it's
right.
shocking. And there'll be a Facebook page and a Google Plus community and oh, Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe have like a special board on Pinterest.
Yeah, it would totally be social. But, for what it was,
I'm
it was
saying
it's a
yep,
great
like
movie,
I've
yeah.
seen the movie and know that, yeah, this is how it would play out. But it sounds like it sounds like it's a safe assumption.
Yeah, that's what it would be like.
I actually really am excited to watch this now just because I want to see if it's, just how much it relates to what we're doing right now.
Yeah, well, actually, now I'm kind of afraid you'll watch it, and at the end you'll be like, "Well, that was a movie."
Just kind of like, I don't hate it.
It's. I gotta go now. But
God,
thanks for.
can you imagine if that was your personality? Everything was just like you either hate it or you don't. And that's the only way that you gauge things. That's your entire personality. It's like, yeah,
Like
what
a
did you
like or
think?
dislike?
It's like, oh, how about that, whatever, blah blah blah.
I did
I
not hate
cannot
it.
come up with anything. And you're just like, yeah, didn't hate it. Like, oh well, how about this other, how do you feel about the economic state of Tunisia?
Hated.
She's like, I hate it. Yep. And everything is either
Don't
I don't hate it,
elaborate on it or anything. Just
just I hate
didn't
it.
hate it. Hate it.
No, don't hate that one. Nope. But there's no gauge of how much you like things. It's either, you hate it or you don't. And
Now I'm
that's
really afraid that you're gonna say, what'd you think of the movie? Didn't hate it. Damn.
Well, we'll have to watch it and find out.
Anyone out there that actually wants to watch it, find it. Watch it. It's a good movie, trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Not really, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, that makes neither of us.
Okay.
I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Yes, it is.
As always, we'd like to give a special thanks to Mr. Brad Raven and Judge Funky Boy.
Thanks, guys.
The album art and the theme, we still love them.
Twitter, follow us on Twitter. What are we on Twitter? Do I follow
You
us on
should.
Twitter?
Yes, you do, believe it or not. We are
Yes.
Movie Nights Pod.
Excellent.
All right.
Let's watch a movie.
Yes, I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that freaking cat.
Go watch a movie.
Midnight movie night.
So, what did you think?
I didn't hate it.
What do you mean you didn't hate it?
I didn't hate it.
Well, apparently, alright, so you didn't hate it. I liked it. It's a movie I've liked all these years.
It's a pretty awesome movie. I gotta tell you, I kinda half wish that we were actually doing a live show.
What did you think of it? I mean, did it speak to you about, something we're doing with the podcast thing?
Let's see. The credits are still rolling. I got up, ran over to my computer, and started recording again. Did it speak to me? No, not at all.
Oh.
It's sarcasm.
Oh, damn.
Now I don't know if you were doing that to be funny or not. And you're not gonna tell me. You're a
Don't know.
butt.
It was a great movie. I like
Yeah,
it.
it is. Maybe, just maybe, with some practice, we might be able to do a live show someday. I think that would be fun.
So that's what you got from this movie? We may be able to do a live show someday.
Yeah, it's.
I do like the idea of a live show.
Maybe it's not midnight movie nights, but maybe there could be something. I don't know. The movie's very, very inspiring, and it makes you want to be heard.
Yeah, and that's what people like. People like to be heard. I like to be heard.
Well, yeah. I hear you.
It's good that someone hears me. I like that idea.
You crushing a can just now?
No.
Squeezing a can?
No.
Doing something with a can.
Yes.
Okay. So there was a can. I'm not completely crazy.
A can was involved. I set it aside. That was my bad.
Yeah. Look at me. I heard a noise and got distracted. Squirrel.
Skull.
Are you playing with your damn can again?
No, I'm not playing with cans again.
You just opened one, didn't you?
Okay, yes.
Gonna say, either I'm hearing things or you're playing with your damn can again.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah, I've been drinking my water as we go, and we're only 4 minutes into this new one. Why do I keep looking at the time? Who cares about the time? Why am I so obsessed with the freaking time? I want to talk about the movie.
Yes, the movie. Things happen in the movie. We
Princess
watched it.
Daisy, wow. I really like Samantha Mathis.
Yeah, she was good in this movie.
I've enjoyed everything that I've seen her in. But she'll always be Princess Daisy to me.
Princess Daisy. Oh, from the Mario movie? The Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Seriously? That's what you're infinitely going to associate with her with? That movie?
I liked it. I loved that movie.
Well, I watched the movie. It was all right movie, but to totally remember her from that movie?
It's what I first started recognizing her from.
Oh damn. Well, this is where I totally remember her from, this movie. What's
What do you think I was saying, Princess Daisy, during that one scene?
I don't know.
Yeah, Princess Daisy and Will Scarlet. Can't help it. I'm.
So, honestly, be totally honest. What did you think of the movie?
I didn't hate it.
As in, you didn't hate it that it
I
wasn't
very
that bad?
enthusiastically didn't hate it.
I don't know what to think about that. And then you didn't hate it, like, eh, whatever. I didn't hate it. I
No,
watched
I'm
it.
just
I didn't
being
hate it.
impossible because I got it in my head earlier that it would be funny to be that person that's just either like, oh, I hate it, or I didn't hate it, and so I very enthusiastically didn't hate it.
Okay, I'll accept that.
I'm being a turd. That's all it boils down to.
Okay, I totally accept it. You didn't You didn't hate it.
I very enthusiastically didn't hate it.
That's good.
I think I went on a technicality. Which is my favorite way to win.
That's good.
It allows me to admit that I know I'm being ridiculous, but hey. That was a really awesome movie. I really did thoroughly enjoy it.